The Gospel tells us about a king celebrating the wedding of his son. This king is God. He invites all mankind to the wedding of his son, Jesus. Sent by the Father, Jesus married our humanity through his incarnation. And the Father wants everyone to benefit and rejoice. God wants to gather all humanity to himself. And Jesus' words are very clear. Go then to the crossroads. Everyone you meet, invite them to the wedding feast. The church mission and the mission of all of us is to be the messengers of this invitation. As baptized and confirmed Christians, we are sent out into the world to bear witness to this good news. It is with this mission in mind that Jesus sends us his Holy Spirit. No, we cannot be disciples of Christ without being missionaries. Our whole life must contribute to the proclamation of Jesus. So this is the invitation to celebrate. But the gospel shows us the people who have strayed from the good news. We are surprised and even shocked by the attitude of the guests in this parable. They are offered something extraordinary that will transform their lives. Yet, they turn against the messengers of this good news and mistreat them. This is a kind of an image of martyrs in the past and even in the present. We too, sometimes we find excuse not to respond to the Lord's invitation. You will hear some people saying that they don't have time to pray or to go to Mass because they are so busy at work or because they have a guest at home. We always have an excuse. Or sometimes we say there is a football game. We don't want to miss out, right? But in doing so, we miss the most important appointment of the week. When we come on Sunday Mass, we come to meet with Jesus, offering himself to us. Christ is present, and he joins Christian communities gathered in his name. He comes to tell us, once again, of God's love for all mankind. But many people prefer to stay at home. But what we know, of course, Jesus does not force anyone to come to his wedding, to come to his banquet. But he continues to invite us, for he can't accept that we will be unhappy far from him. God is love. The whole Bible shows God speaking to us in terms of love and covenant. The second part of this gospel reading shows us the gathering in the wedding hall. And there is a problem here. One of the guests is not wearing his wedding garment. And there is a question. How can we reproach a man picked up in the street for not having his wedding garment? We know he was not prepared. He was picked up in the street because the invited refused to attend. So if Jesus added this kind of exaggeration, it was because he had a message for us. Jesus reminds us that we must clothe ourselves in righteousness, bear the fruits of righteousness. To wear the wearing garment is to be converted, is to follow him, This wearing garment is provided by the sacrament of reconciliation. When we meet him, when he touches us and teaches us, it is here that we rediscover our dignity as children of God. Let us never forget that the Lord is always there to clothe us in his light and in his glory. So in this month of the Rosary, we also turn to the Virgin Mary to accompany us on this journey of conversion. We entrust to her the world's dramas and hopes. We entrust to her those who are suffering from all kinds of violence, especially our brothers and sisters from Israel who are suffering greatly. What is happening there is kind of abomination. We need to pray for them, and we entrust them to the Virgin Mary that Jesus gave us as a mother. Let us also pray to her for those who are persecuted for their faith. She will always be there to lead us back to Christ. And today, let us not close our hearts, but listen to the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ who speaks to us.